USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump said Qassem Soleimani was killed because he had an imminent attack planned against a U.S. embassy. But on Fox News, he now says there was more than one embassy being targeted.
I can reveal that I believe it would have been four embassies, and I think that probably Baghdad already started. They were really amazed that we came in with that kind of a force. We came in with very powerful force and drove them out.
Iran is now partially blaming the U.S. after admitting it accidentally shot down a Ukraine jetliner. On Iranian TV, the country says its military was at its highest level of readiness amid heightened tensions with the U.S. Iran says those responsible for striking the plane will be prosecuted. Ukraine's president is now asking for the return of bodies and compensation. This is USA Radio News.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the articles of impeachment against President Trump will be delivered to the Senate next week. The House impeached him 3 weeks ago on two counts, abuse of power and obstruction of Congress. Wyoming Republican Liz Cheney says the process has taken way too long.
It is not the job of the Senate to try to fix the completely faulty and flawed process that the House Democrats conducted over here.
Washington State Democrat Adam Smith says Pelosi was right to delay the articles.
Put pressure on the Senate to have a fair trial. Shine a light on the fact that Mitch McConnell is not being fair in how he's doing this.
In Michigan, they're preparing for a winter storm this weekend that could bring a lot of snow. In the south, plenty of rain and tornadoes are threatening millions from the Mississippi River east to Georgia. There's also the possibility of hail and flash flooding. At least one person has died from the storm so far. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
A total of 145,000 jobs were added to the economy in December as the unemployment figure remained at 3.5%. USA's John Clements reports.
Despite concerns over a trade war with China, the nation's economic expansion continued. Alandy Karageorge of the Bureau of Labor Statistics tells us about the report.
Total non-farm payroll employment rose by 145,000 in December, and the unemployment rate was unchanged at 3.5%. Notable job gains occurred in retail, trade, and healthcare, while mining lost jobs.
When you look at the reports for 2019, there are 2.1 million jobs added to the U.S. economy. I'm John Clemens.
He was inducted into the Modern Drummer Hall of Fame in 1983. He was also a well-known Canadian musician, a writer, and a legendary lyricist. USA Radio Network's John Hunt takes a look back at a rock legend.
The music world has lost another superstar, as the drummer of the Canadian band Rush, Neil Peart, has died after fighting a 3.5-year battle with brain cancer at his home in Santa Monica, California. He was 67. Peart joined Rush in 1974, and his style has served as the main inspiration for generations of drummers in rock, metal, and many other genres. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.